And welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is St. George and the Dragon. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday, Wednesday and Friday this summer, I bring you some traditional stories to wake up your language learning skills. St. George and the Dragon. This is the tale of St. George and the Dragon. It has been told for over 15 centuries. It takes place during a time called the Dark Ages, when kings ruled the land, wizards cast spells, and monsters roamed free. The Queen of Fairies had taken young George in as a baby. The fairies raised the child to grow up brave, strong, calm, courteous, quick, and clever. They taught him to be a noble knight. At last, the time came when George was old enough to look for his destiny. The Queen of Fairies called him to see her. "Your journey starts today," she told him. "You have many adventures before you. Your fantastic quest will take 6 years. The world is filled with monsters to be killed and battles to be won. You'll meet kings and poor men, wizards, witches, evil princes and kind princesses." "Yes, Your Majesty," George bowed before the Queen. He was very fond of her. He was sad to leave the land of the fairies, but he was not afraid. "Always remember one thing," the Queen added, tapping his helmet. "Your greatest weapon is your brain." With those words, George set off. He travelled for weeks through many wonderful kingdoms. But as George approached a place called Silene, he noticed that the land changed from lush and green to dark and desolate. It seemed the ground had been burned. There was no grass, only the darkest mud. The trees were bare and black, and a foul smell filled the air. As George walked through this stark land, he did not see a soul, not a bird, not a squirrel, and certainly not a single person. George finally saw a castle in the distance. A high, solid wall enclosed the castle and the small city around it. The gate was locked. Again, George saw no one around. When he got closer, he saw a young lady. She came silently through the gate. "Excuse me, dear lady," he started to say to her. "Quiet," she said quickly. "Have you no sense? You should leave and never return." "But I am a brave knight here to help you," George whispered. "Alas, sir," the woman replied, "you are only one man. I am afraid you cannot help." George looked into her eyes and said, "It is my destiny. I will not go until I have done all I can, even if it costs me my life." That's the end of the first part of St. George and the Dragon. Join me in a couple of days for the next part. And remember, the text is always available at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。